BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily, just me on today's show, but Greg joins me for Real or No Real. Is the name Aaron getting way too popular? And would you ever admit that in your relationship, you are punching above your weight?
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
It's just me, all on my own today. But Chris tells me that, how handy, he will be available for a phone call at 2:40 for bangers.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
He doesn't want to miss out on that. After nearly getting absolutely annihilated last week, 5-0, managed to pull it back on Friday. With the track, Will Griggs on fire. No one was expecting that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
1.
So many of you send your stories to me, but I'm always after more. You can always email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Something's happened to you, or your mates, or your family. Something you want to make us aware of. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I love hearing from you. So Aaron's done just that. He's been in touch on email. Aaron's really quite worried about something, aren't you, Aaron?
Yes, I am.
What seems to be the problem, Aaron?
Well, it's my name.
Well, there's nothing wrong with Aaron.
No, you're right. There's nothing wrong with Aaron. It's just, well, starting from the start, when I was a kid growing up in school, there was only one other Aaron, and I was quite happy with that.
Right.
And then going through school, it was all fine. Then I started working. It was all fine, no other Aarons, until about 8 years into my first job, there's a guy started called Aaron.
Right.
So, okay, that's another Aaron, but he was all right, so I was all right with it.
Aaron, you're not the only Aaron.
Well, no, I'm not the only Aaron, but obviously growing up as a kid, it wasn't a very common name.
Right.
And I'm quite a unique person, and I felt like I had quite a unique name.
How old are you now?
How old am I? 27.
Right. But they didn't seem to be around as much back in the day, no?
No, not back in the day, no. Everyone was called Dave back in the day.
So I'm guessing that more Aarons have sprung up, have they?
Yeah. Quite a few more, yeah.
Like where?
Well, obviously there's the Aaron that I went to school with, the Aaron that I end up working with, and then I split up with my partner, and she got a new boyfriend, and what his name was?
No.
Yep, it was Aaron. which goes back to the thing you were talking about the other day with giving on your ex's stuff to the new boyfriend. Well, I'd say she gave on my name, which isn't great.
Oh
yeah, and I forgot to mention as well that Aaron that I went to school with, he lives opposite me now.
So you've got Aaron living opposite you as well?
Yeah, the same Aaron that was the only other Aaron back when I was comfortable in it at school. He now lives opposite me, so there's two Aarons on my cul-de-sac.
No one wants another Aaron on your cul-de-sac.
No.
But Aaron, that's only three Aarons, one from school, one from work, and your ex's new partner, also called Aaron.
So, yeah, and then obviously with all of this happening, I've noticed lately on Radio 1, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's been quite an upsurge of Aarons on Radio 1, getting shouted out all the time, you know, getting their songs picked. Even on Bangers recently, there was an Aaron.
Oh, it's annoying you, isn't it?
It went for the wrong song, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's just, there's Aarons everywhere. And, you know, and so now what I'm saying is I feel like Aaron is the new Dave, which, ironically enough, Dave isn't that common anymore. So
the Daves are dying out.
Yeah, the Daves are dying out and the Aarons are coming in, and I'm not overly comfortable with it because I'm Aaron. And it's just, you pick another name.
I can tell you're getting annoyed about this, Aaron, aren't you?
Yeah, just a bit.
Thing is, I really appreciate your email and that you got in touch, but I just don't know how I can help. But do you just feel better for having a little rant?
Yeah, probably, yeah. I should have phoned Greg James on the old, what's it called?
What, what's it called? Rage.
Rage Against the Answer Machine.
Yes, he got it. I don't think that your message would have fitted on the answer machine.
No, it would have been a long old message.
Aaron, I'm really glad I could help you today. Do you feel better?
Yeah, well, I feel better for getting it off my chest.
Good. Thing is, now you've mentioned this, all the Aarons are going to be on, aren't they?
Well, yeah.
And it's going to make you realise how many there actually are.
Yeah, I might have to switch off for an hour.
Good to speak to you. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Laura on Twitter, who's meant to be revising, but actually just laying out in the sun listening to me on Radio 1 at the moment. Also, Charlie on the M6 is in a very sweaty car on the way to London from Manchester. That sounded good. Arsili and Adam Levine, we've locked away. Yes to all the Aarons that are pleased that theirs is spelt slightly differently to the other Aarons, like Aaron in Aberdeenshire, A-R-R-E-N. Or did your mum just call you Darren and leave the D off, though? Also, it still sounds like Aaron, and there's still loads of them around. A few Bens have been on, like this one in Derby. Similar situation. When I was at school, I was the only Ben for a while. Then all of a sudden, two more Bens come to the class. Now they're everywhere. And someone called Liam's been on, totally understands the Aaron situation. He was the only Liam around for years, and now you can't move for Liam's everywhere, can you? It's true.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily. Hello, Rich, the roofer who likes rock. He's looking forward to Radio 1's Rock All Day-er, which is this Wednesday. Every single song will have a guitar in it and will be of the rock genre. He says he can't wait for my bangers choice on Wednesday. Why? Oh, yeah, because it's got to be a rock song. I do actually sometimes pick rock tracks. Oh, I'm going to have to change the Leona Lewis track that I had picked for Wednesday now. Chris isn't here today. I'm joking. Chris isn't here today, but at 2:40, I'm told he will miraculously appear on the phone because he doesn't want to miss out on bangers, which is understandable after last week's almost whitewash. We'll do that at 2:40.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There is an early barbecue happening at Sean's house in sunny Brighton. How amazing if today is your day off work and you just get a couple of mates around who also have a day off work today and get the burgers on. I bet Brighton's lush today. Kylan says, nothing better than a bit of Radio 1 in your one-hour revision break in the sunshine. Everyone is just out there today, loving it. And hello, Birmingham.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Che from Birmingham.
How can I help you, please?
I've passed my test today, so I'm celebrating.
You passed your driving test?
I've passed my driving test, yes.
Would you like some fireworks?
Yes, fireworks, please.
Okay, then.
Yay!
Just the one lone firework there. Couldn't afford any more. Who's that whooping and a cheering in the background?
Oh, that's my dad in the background.
All right, Dad. How many minors, please?
9. Not too high, not too low.
That's all right. And where are you going to go first? Where are you going to drive? The world's your oyster.
I know it is indeed. I'm thinking a little day trip out and stealing the older sister.
Okay, but where are you going to go?
It's got to be the beach, somewhere like Western or something like that.
Okay, well, you are pretty landlocked where you are, so that's going to be quite a long drive for your first one, but good luck with that.
Oh, indeed, it'll be fine.
Okay, good. Well, you're confident. I love you, bye!
I love you, bye!
Good. And well done. Hang on, I've got some brass. Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris has got a day off today, but still wants to do bangers, so hello.
Hello, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, where are you?
Well, I'm on my day off, aren't I?
Yes.
I'm just doing things.
Okay. And where are you at the moment?
I'm actually right next to Ryslip Duck Pond, which is a local tourist attraction here that I used to go to when I was a kid. And I thought, because it's a day off, I'll go visit the duck pond.
Okay.
And it's not as good as I remember, to be
Why?
Really honest.
Why? What's changed? What's different?
Well, there's no duck.
Oh.
So it's literally just a pond at the moment. There's right. sort of a couple of duck-like creatures in the far corner.
No, they will be ducks, probably.
No, they're not ducks. They don't look like ducks, but they're a sort of similar kind of vibe, and that's all there is.
I hope you're not feeding them bread, because that's off now.
No, there's a big sign saying that's off. Since when has feeding bread to ducks been off? I didn't realise they did Atkins.
Yeah, it's all... No, they just don't like the carbs. It's not that. It's just all gone a bit Gwyneth Paltrow with the ducks these days. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, is it just in this bit of the UK, or is that
no.
a sort of UK-wide thing? When did ducks get fussy?
It's widespread. It's not them being fussy. It's just the pellets that they give you, or the bird seed, or whatever it is better for them than bread. Who knew?
Yeah, I was at a driving range this morning. I'll probably go back there after this.
Excellent. Well, glad you're having a good day off. Let's speak to Will, who is 19 in North Wales. Will?
Hi, you right?
Yeah, what do you do?
Drive a tractor.
Yes, he's on a tractor. Young farmers, yeah. Ahoy. Whereabouts is your tractor?
Yeah. In Chim, near Chester.
Okay. Lush day for it, yeah. Though.
Say that again.
Nice day for it.
Lovely. Amazing. Boiling hot.
I know what you're going to say, but who do you normally take sides of for bangers?
Chris. No, just depends, really.
Mostly Chris.
No, not really. Yeah, okay, maybe sometimes.
Okay, good. We got there in the end. Could have just said that first of all. Right, do you want to know what I've got today?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've got this, it's a kind of newfound confidence, but I don't know how long it's going to last. I've got this for you. Oh. Lady Gaga. Classic me, this, classic. With R. Kelly, actually. Do what you want with my body. Chris, what have you got?
You're going to run out of Gaga songs, and I've got a real banger today. I've got this.
Okay.
It's Timberland. Oh, The Way I Are. This is a tune. And I think you're getting to your last few Lady Gaga songs now. We don't want to hear any more on bangers.
Speak into the phone.
Will, choose this song.
Okay.
Will? Hard one.
It is, isn't it?
Well, you're both doing well, but I think I'm going to have to go with Chris, though.
Oh.
Good man.
Yeah.
Hello, Liam in Glasgow says, Robbed Mills, can't handle songs that have bad grammar. Just the way I are, girl, no. Absolutely, girl, no. Ben in Kent says, I don't know if I keep catching you on a bad day, but I've never actually heard, I've never heard you win, Banger Scott. Have you ever? Ben in Kent, be off with you. Gemma, the dog groomer in Leicester, terrible. I was a Chris fan, but recently converted to you, Scott, after that performance, Defo Chris again. What a rubbish Lady Gaga song. I think maybe I need to rein it in a bit. I think I've got too much confidence. And Chris's choice wasn't even that good, really, says Joe in Leicester. Some absolute genius lyrical moments in that track, including, I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. And it's a struggle just to get you in the caravan. So it's good to hear that again. The Scott Mills Daily. Tomorrow on the show, Fern McCann off of Essex and the Jungle, and now an author, is playing Innuendo Bingo. Fern McCann tomorrow, 1:45. And Joe Wicks, the body coach, for an extremely healthy Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 on Thursday. I'm enjoying it that absolutely no listeners are even questioning why Chris is attending a duck pond on his day off. Is it because he's weird so often now that none of you don't think that's slightly strange? Baby, this is
what you came for. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott. Earlier today, I was wondering what kind of response we'd get on the show if I asked people on Twitter, are you in a relationship where you're punching above your weight? How many people would actually admit that? A lot of people experience it, maybe, but would they admit it? You see it in the street all the time where you think, okay, you did all right for yourself. I've got the results next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You will not believe how many people are punching above their weight in a relationship and are prepared to actually admit it. I didn't know what response we'd get. I put it out there on Twitter. I just asked people, are you in a relationship where you're punching above your weight? So many people are like, yeah, absolutely, they're much fitter than me. And the brilliant thing about it was loads of people replied to my tweet atting their partner in it, saying, you might want to actually get in contact with Scott Mills because you're punching. Hello, Liam.
Hello.
Are you punching?
So high.
Are you?
So, so high.
Describe your girlfriend, please.
She's 24. Long, blondy brown hair. Basically just stunning.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Thing is, Liam, it's not all about looks, is it? Is she funny as well and a nice person?
Oh, yeah, she's lovely. Like, she's a really good human being all round, really.
So she's beautiful, funny, and a great person.
Yeah.
And If you could now describe yourself for me.
Just ordinary. Like a start. Like Chris.
Like Chris?
Yeah.
Ordinary.
Just normal. Ooh. Just normal looking. Oof.
Yeah, he probably has something to say if he was here, but what a shame he's not.
This is it.
Okay. How long have you known that you've been punching above your weight?
Oh, since we met. Like, I didn't expect to get anywhere with her. Like to the point that I didn't actually put the work in. She added me on the social medias.
Well, where did you meet her then?
When I was working behind a bar, kind of her and her sister and her mum were in. And her sister asked me if I was, I think the phrase she used was courting, which is a hoe.
But, are you courting? Is she 94?
This is it. That was my initial response.
Right.
Then I realised who she was with.
Oh.
And just give the no, I'm not, which I wasn't. And kind of left it at that. I didn't know the girl's name, just left it be. And the next day, I got an ad.
Okay, so her and her mum and her sister must have all been talking about you.
I'm not sure. We've never really spoken about it. But yeah, I suppose they would have been. Or she would have. She obviously mentioned it to her sister for her sister to ask.
Yeah, and she was like, go and ask him. So she did?
Yeah. She did. She's not shy of confidence.
Here's a question, Liam.
Yeah?
Does she know that you're punching?
Oh, yeah. Like, she wouldn't admit it.
Right.
She would say, oh, no, I'm not. But, no, she knows.
She knows that you think that she's a bit out of your league.
Oh, she knows that.
Right.
She definitely knows, but I think she knows she is.
Okay.
She must be aware of it.
But you've never had that chat?
No, I try not to, because
okay.
you don't want to ruin it for yourself, do you?
No, but we have just done this on the radio. Oh, well.
That's a fair point. Where's that?
And do your friends or family ever mention that you might be punching a bit?
My sister and brother have, but my mate, yeah, they make sure I know.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Cheers.
Haven't you done well for yourself?
Oh, I have, yeah. And I'm going to stick it like that.
Liam, you keep being punching and proud, OK?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people are punching. Chris from Cardiff's been on. I've been punching for ages. I get told on a daily basis by my friends. If anything, I see it as a compliment. I mean, you have done one for yourself. I'm really happy for you. Mike's been on. Oh, I'm so above my weight. She's a 10 and I'm like a 3. Jake's been on. I've been punching for the last 8 months. Try to not let her know, though, or she might think she has the upper hand. That's from Jake. Hello?
Hi, I'm James. I'm 26 and I'm punching above my weight.
Oh, wow. It's like some kind of therapy. Hi, I'm James. Yeah. I'm 26 and I'm definitely punching.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a group meeting.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the group.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
How out of your league is your girlfriend then?
I'd say quite a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So describe her to me, James.
She's beautiful, lovely person. She's very funny. She brings out the best in everybody. And everybody just loves her.
Okay, so paint the picture of you for me. Do you look like any kind of celebrity?
No, not really. I'm pretty average looking, quite plain looking. So, no, not really.
So you'd say that you were pretty average?
Yeah, average at best, I think.
Oh. How long have you known you've been punching for?
Well, we've been together 8 years, so I'd say about 8 years.
When she became your girlfriend, were you like, how did that happen?
Yeah, basically, I expected her to wise up to it after a little while, so I thought I'd just run it for all it was worth, but here we are 8 years later and married.
I'm glad that you put a ring on it.
Yeah, so am I.
Love you, bye.
Bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. So many people are just admitting it. Any girls that want to admit they're punching? There seems to be a bit of a lack of them at the moment. That could just be my system that I'm seeing. Wow, shout out to the guy who says his girlfriend is easily a 9.5 and he's about a 2. She looks like Michelle Keegan. He looks like a Dorito. Okay. That's brilliant. And so many people are well, kind of falling out with their boyfriends and girlfriends now because, well, they're just, I'm just seeing some text conversations that people are screenshotting and putting on Twitter between people going, you need to ring Scott Mills. Like, you cheeky. So many people atting their partners in the tweet and going, you might want to give Scott Mills a little email. This has been a good one today. Any girls on, let me know.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Greg James.
Hello to you.
You're right. Just talking about punching.
I think it's absolutely essential that you both think you're punching in a relationship.
I'm quite firm
on that.
That's not really happening here.
I feel like you should both feel very lucky to be with the other person.
But oh yeah, I think so.
as long as those people are going, that bloke's going like, oh, I'm a 3, but she's a 10. As long as she thinks that you're also better than her,
yeah, I got you.
That's lovely, and it's not just about looks. Obviously, it's about the whole thing.
Absolutely, it's the whole package, my darling.
You can punch,
that's
and
right.
You know, I think it's. I quite like the comparisons are brilliant.
They are good, aren't they?
I'm in economy. She's in business. how about? I'm a battery farm, she's free range.
I've just seen I'm no frills, she's Tesco finest. Okay, here is today's Real or No Real. It's me against Greg in the absence of Chris Stark, who's at his local duck pond just having a relax.
It sounds creepy, that, doesn't
it? That's weird, isn't it?
On his own.
What's he waiting for? I don't know.
It's a scheduled holiday. Monday the 6th of June is Chris's duck pond day.
Okay, are these real or not?
Single men have begun wearing fake ponytails in their dating profile pictures, as it is the haircut most likely to bag you a date.
Really? Wow, okay.
I can't think of... Like, we're just trying to think of famouses with ponytails. There aren't that many now.
Hozier?
Hozier does have one, yes. Any more?
Newton Faulkner? I can't think of it anymore.
So there's a top knot as sported by David and Brooklyn Beckham, but that's
The man bun.
Man bun, yeah.
Yeah, people go mad for that, don't they?
I think girls love a man bun. I'm not so keen.
Yeah. I think we'll look back on the man bun in a few years and
we will laugh out loud, won't we? So you can get these fake ponytails now, which you just kind of clip on. and this is what people are wearing in their dating profile pictures.
There's an obvious problem with this, is that if it does get you a date, the question is, do you then wear it to the date?
Look, it's not real.
Or she'll go, the person you're dating will go, because I swore you had a ponytail in your picture. Oh, yeah, I shaved it.
It's in my bag.
It's in my bag. You go to the toilet and you put it on and you come back out with it. Oh, yeah, here it is. It didn't specify, to be fair to me, it didn't specify real ponytail.
So I think this is going too far. Like, why would you have a fake ponytail? So I'm going to say no real.
I think this is this is just stupid enough to work. So I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Oh, okay. What? So who's keeping score?
You know, I'll try and keep score today. I'm terrible at this, but I'll try.
So no real on all counts. As far as we know, men haven't started wearing fake ponytails in their profile pictures. You probably can get them, though.
Come from anywhere, that fact? Is that nothing? There's no truth at all.
Well, there was a recent survey that found that ponytails are the least desirable haircuts on the dating app that rhymes with Judge Rinder. So,
I was going to say, it's not really the look, is it, these days? It's
no.
It's not really the thing.
Not as much. And next.
As a child, wildlife expert Chris Packham would place tadpoles onto a special spoon and eat them.
I forgot about tadpoles until I went and saw my niece and nephew.
Are they still on?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, you sort of grow out of how exciting it is to see tadpoles, but then I was, you know, hanging out with my niece and nephew.
They're six, and they're still on, are they?
Well, I don't know how old they are. I never remember. They look young.
Right.
And they were just like, oh, Uncle Greggy, come and see the tadpoles in the garden. It's amazing. And to be fair, they are quite good.
I was obsessed with them
back in the day.
Conker's still on?
Conker's definitely on.
Right.
Yeah, conkers are definitely a big thing.
Guinea pigs, are they still on?
Well, they are. Yeah.
Right, okay. I just wanted to check because you just don't hear them.
Just because you haven't seen a guinea pig for a while doesn't mean they are extinct. And so, just because you live in central London, it doesn't mean that the rest of the country doesn't have conkers.
I've just not seen them. Stinging nettles, are they still on?
Yes, they are. In fact, again, when I was hanging out with my niece and nephew, there was an incident with a stinger nettle.
Okay.
And I had to tell my nephew that that wasn't a dock leaf. It was, in fact, more stinging nettles. I was just trying to get my niece with it.
I'd just like to check. So,
he brought back more stinging nettles.
Yeah. Ow.
Rub this on there. No, do not do that.
That's mean. Okay, good. So, Chris Packham, off of Springwatch, of course.
Yeah, sure.
What he would do, because he, man, he's so nature, so at one with it all, he would just simply place a tadpole onto a special spoon and eat them.
I would say that's not a very, you know, very kind thing to do if you are a man of nature.
No.
That's not the right thing. You shouldn't be eating it. You shouldn't be eating nature. It's like not. You shouldn't pick wildflowers just because you think they look nice. They're there. Leave them where they are.
But I think because Chris Packham, he would have definitely tried it just to see what it tasted like.
I imagine it tastes absolutely disgusting. I mean, maybe you put a bit of Tabasco on.
I know. Do you know what I reckon it's going to be like? That bubble tea.
Bubble tea? What's that? Sounds like a rapper.
It looks like tadpoles.
Hello, I'm bubble tea.
You can get it in some places now. It's kind of like, it looks disgusting.
Sounds awful.
And it's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Well done to the person who invented that.
Well, I'm sure there are many fans of bubble tea out there, but it's not me. Chris Packham would put tadpoles into his mouth as a child. Real or no real? I'm saying he'll give it a go. Yeah, real.
No real.
That one is real.
Wow. And look. That's not a good message for kids, is it? Look at him. He's now on national telly. He's made it.
Okay, but what he's saying in his memoirs, Fingers in the Sparkle Jar, that's definitely one, is, well, it's just the
book. Sorry, is that the name of his autobiography?
Fingers in the Sparkle Jar.
What?
We've been reading it and it just keeps on giving. In it, he admits that as a child, he really would decant tadpoles onto a special spoon and eat them. He described them as gritty and difficult to chew, comparing them to watery semolina with a bit more thrashing under the tongue.
Stop eating them, then.
He uses the story as an example of the importance of parents not supervising a child's every moment in nature. Because when your back's turned, they're eating the tadpoles.
Before you know it, they've got a belly full of frogs.
And next,
social media phobe and star of Take Me Out, Paddy McGuinness, enlisted the help of One Direction's Niall Horan to set up his Instagram account.
Definitely, he's a proper social media granddad, Paddy.
Is he?
McGuinness. Yeah. I remember he started Twitter and he didn't know what the hell was going on, but he started it about a year ago. Imagine starting Twitter a year ago.
Oh, bless. So I guess that he would have been with Niall at the weekend because of Soccer Aid.
Oh, do you see that? Do you see Ben Shepherd's sack? Well, do you see the tackle Ben Shepherd did?
Yeah.
He's, I bet he really fell into an innuendo bingo trap there, but I
said I bet he's had some great messages today on Twitter.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Great scenes.
Oh, dear. But they won, though.
Yeah.
So Paddy McGuinness has asked Niall to help him out with Instagram. Oh, wow.
If you're going to go to someone, you might as well go to the top.
And also Niall can really help you get followers, like,
well,
a lot.
Paddy McGuinness is not stupid, is he?
No,
you know, he's
go straight to the top.
Yeah, exactly. He's not. No offense to the person I'm about to mention, but he's not asking Jamie Theakston for help with Instagram, is he?
No, he's not.
He's asking Niall Horan, which is very clever.
Yes, very clever. Is he on Snapchat? No, that must blow his mind.
I think it would be dangerous. I think that would be dangerous. I think it was like when that person got caught out on Snapchat roulette that time.
Oh, right.
I think it would be... It's in the wrong hands, Snapchat is very dangerous.
Okay. I am going to say... No, he'll have people to do it for him. I'm going to say no real.
I think this is probably real.
That one is real.
Oh, yes. Revealed on The Breakfast Show this morning that Niall did help him set up his Instagram. And despite expert advice from Niall, Paddy claims it's absolutely blown his mind. He has no idea what he's doing. And he will never join Snapchat because he sees it as witchcraft. I'll let you into a little secret. I did hear that whole interview today, so I was trying to...
Okay. At least you're
trying
honest.
To help you.
At least you're honest after the event.
At the end of that round of real or no real.
The scores are Scott got 20 and I got 10.
Yeah, but I kind of gave you the last one. But yeah, good. What's on today?
Today... We have the official chart update. We have Pun Pong. And we have brand new music from Bear's Den. Exclusive brand new music. New tune. Come out of nowhere. We're going to play that today, just after 5.
Is Well Greg's on Fire in the charts?
This is interesting. I've had a load of tweets about this because it appears on lots of online download charts but actually hasn't sold enough to get into the official chart.
Yet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Monday's best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. And Fern McCann is getting wet on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45.